Okay, Taiwan special. Most platforms get the podcast through the All podcast, which includes the Cadence and the Encore editorials, which are very politically potent, and also the Podcast Weekly. And I went into a lot of that stuff, a lot of the issues at hand in the Podcast Weekly yesterday. I am continuing to stick to the issues here in Taiwan, in the Taiwan special. Now, as I've said, with all that's going on in the election, it is closely related to what's happening in Taiwan. I don't know if you follow my Instagram, but it was right there. I put it out. I am in Tainan, the most likely to be invaded place in the world. Financial Times was doing a review of, it's hard for China to invade Taiwan. There's just simply not a place to land. It's all a bunch of mountains. I mean, way back in wars with the Aborigines, the Dutch, nobody was able to conquer the Aborigine armies that were on the east side of the island. These tall mountains, and no one could go in there and get them. And what eventually happened was it was Christian missionaries who went in there and made friends with them. And that's how everything calmed down and there was able to be peace on the island. Now, I don't want to get into, religious agendas and so forth, but, making peace was very powerful. And the only way that any of those impossible battles in Taiwan have ever been dealt with was through peace. And, the Chinese came in and conquered the Dutch a long time ago and the Dutch left, but that was costly. And also the Dutch were a remote power trying to control Taiwan. It was not Taiwan trying to control itself. And even then they were only on the east side of the island. Now, Taiwan has its own powerful military, and there just aren't places to land on the west side of Taiwan, except this one little place south of the capital, which is surrounded by mountains. But the one little place has this narrow little beach landing area. And then the city I'm in has a great big beach to land on. Well, kind of. But they say that it's a good place for an invasion, like it's on that map. But I look at that and I go, If Tainan is the best place for China to land an invasion, then China doesn't have a place to land an invasion because that big pink area, you're going to go to my Instagram and you're going to follow it, right? That big pink area around Tainan, it's all deltas. It's this weaving mess of rivers and winding narrow roads and bridges you constantly have to cross to get everywhere. And there are these little small streams and rivers with these high cement walls with castle style blockades around them that soldiers could roll around between and shoot between. And so all Taiwan has to do is knock out some of those bridges, and China can't move tanks. So it's not really much of a landable area. I mean, China will lose the lives of at least 1 million soldiers in order to try. And even then, what would happen? So I look at all that. I'm going, I mean, my goodness. Like, the Chinese are, they're nuts. They're drunk on this. And the only reason that the Chinese would ever think that they could go at it is with the chaos about to develop in America. Now, what's going on with that? There's this issue about Trump being a liar and a fake. And there's this idea, people say this, that Trump is a liar and a fake, that he's not who he says he is. He's just very good at pretending. I'm not going to tell you if I agree or if I disagree. I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to tell you how to think. You have access to all the information I do. I do have an opinion about that, but I'm not going to tell you. You've got to think critically. I will tell you this. If Trump is a liar and a fake, then so is every Republican legislator and every Democratic legislator. Everyone in Congress, Senate, House, and at the state legislatures, or state legislatures. No, a legislator is a person. A legislature is the collective body that votes. So, oh, here they come again. This sounds more like a normal jet. It has a higher pitch to it. Okay, maybe I've been studying music making too much to think. Well, no! I mean, if you don't make beats on FL Studio or do sound recording, you might not recognize the sound of the jets flying over. And you might not know which one's which. No, I mean, look, it all relates. I will know if it's an enemy or a friend flying over my house because I do music and my work continues. Life carries on, and so it must. On an upbeat note, if you really want to look at who's responsible for all of the chaos in America, it should be Gab and Newsmax, because they're the ones whose businesses are growing the most, percentage-wise. I'm being comical because they wouldn't have the spy networks in order to be able to create the sabotage in the first place. But it really does look like it. I mean, the censorship of speech, that censorship without involving law enforcement. You know, it's not, there was a crime committed, we need to call the police. It was something we didn't like, but it's not a crime, we don't need to call the police. That's going on. Censorship without the involvement of law enforcement is so going everywhere that it's only going to help Gab and Newsmax. It's just going to help them. So it's like, it's almost like it was a conspiracy, or people are crazy. So we've got crazy everywhere. And if Trump is a fake, I'm going to tell you why. If he is, then it's because Democrats and Republicans in the nation's legislature and in state legislatures were cooperating with him to help him. Trump could not do one single bad thing without the opposition from the Democrats and the apathy from the Republicans. And I mean politicians. I don't mean Republican and Democrat voters. It wouldn't be possible without them. The fighting in America is because of Democratic voters and Republican voters not listening to each other. They both have good points that the other should not find objection with. It's just that they want to hear the other guy talk about what they're worried about. And that's what 90% of the frustration is about. And in these days, we need to be following the teachings of Matthew and the teachings of James, especially the Sermon on the Mount and the book of James about love and confessing our sins to one another, not every little thing, but being vulnerable with each other and being able to listen and not speak too quickly and not be angry too quickly. That's where we need to be focusing. Now, how is it if Trump is a fake, if he's a Trojan horse, then it had to be, if he's conspiring to do something bad, then it must involve Democrats and Republicans. And I'll tell you why in 2 minutes. Mussolini rose as a dictator in Italy because he made the trains run on time. The trains running on time is vital to an economy. And a lot of Democrats, the Democrat voter folk, the anti-Trumpists, they don't think it's all that important. They think, well, the trains can be a little late. It's fine. Don't make a big deal out of nothing. That's how they view that. They think Trump is the wall, bringing our soldiers home, telling our allies, no, you make your own military. We're not going to borrow American taxpayer money to be your military welfare. The Democrat voters think that's just silly, or it's not that big of a deal, or it's not really going to help. And Mussolini knew that the practical steps, the trains running on time, was that important. It was that big of a deal, and it really did help, and it did have to be done no matter who was doing it. And he did that necessary, good, important thing that a lot of people think is not important and other people do think is important. They disagree on that. He did that to get credibility. The real question is, who made the trains late in the first place? Trump is fixing real vital problems. And Republican voters believe it, and Democratic voters think at least it's not that important and someone's overrating it. No, they're not. The problem is Republicans and Democrats in the legislatures that made those problems in the first place, that gave Trump a real problem to fix. That's where your conspiracy and your emotional frustration should be focused. And stay calm as you do.